right, welcome everyone to a brand new episode of the Bid Nerd, your daily nerd on the most interesting car of the day from all the automotive enthusiast auction sites. My name is JP, your host, John Polnick, coming to you from the Container Park in downtown Las Vegas, along with my partner, Michael Deeb, in San Francisco. Michael Deeb, how's the glass in all your cars? Do you still have windows, or are they throwing, had to throw some shade on San Francisco. We're coming there for a Luft cult, and we're all kind of worried about parking in the city. Are we going to be okay?
No, you guys got to park underground, lock your cars, tape your windows, hide the women and children. The city, the San Francisco that I grew up in, John, doesn't exist anymore. And as much as I'm excited to have everybody here, I wouldn't let any of you park your air-cooled Porsches outside in this town. That would just be... It would be on the next boat to China. Let me tell you, man.
Bad. If you're going to Luft cult and you're going to be in the city, make sure you up your insurance assessment of your car.
If you're driving in. Lower your deductible and up your coverage before next week. Yeah.
On a recent episode of our Dirt or Die Porsche podcast that we do a couple times a week over on one of our other channels, Dirt or Die Porsche podcast. Check that out. We had Patrick Long actually chime in. And Rami asked him, he's like, hey, why are you having it in San Francisco? And Patrick Long's like, why not? And Rami's like, because the last time I was there, my car was broken into, and I was only there for 20 minutes. And Patrick was like, well, the show's on an island surrounded by water, so the criminals are going to have a hard time getting out there. So I guess it's secure.
I don't know.
We'll see. I'm sure it'll be fine up there in Mar Island.
Yeah. If you're coming to town, it's fun to come and visit San Francisco, but if you're coming to town, wherever you're staying outside of the city, leave your air cooled there and Uber into the city for your meal. That's kind of the take.
Smart
you know
money.
What I mean?
Yeah. Smart money.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, if you're new to the channel, thank you for joining us. Make sure you hit the subscribe, like, and notification button. If you haven't done that already, shout out to our good friends at Godin Classic. Oh, they support the show and we like to support them. Check out Godin Classic. What we do here is we find the most interesting car of the day from all the auction sites. So we dig through like Cars and Bids and Marked and P-Car Market. Even sometimes we dredge through that dumpster fire and obviously bring a trailer. We find the most interesting car of the day. It's not always the most expensive car or the baddest ass car. It's just the car that we think tells the most interesting story. And we want to have a conversation about that. But then at some point in our conversation, we make predictions of what we think is going to happen with that car's auction. What will the results be? We make our prediction and then we marry our predictions with what actually happens. We reconcile our being wrong with reality at the end of the show. So stick around to the very end. It's kind of like The Price is Right, only instead of guessing the price of, kitchen appliances, it's cool enthusiast cars. So hang out to the end of the show and play along with us in the comments below. All right, Michael Deeb, what is the most interesting car of the day? This is kind of neat. I like this car.
Yeah, good pick. 92. So, JP, what we're looking at is a 2002 BMW M3. This is an, what do we call it? An E46, right? E46 generation M3. And it's just interesting how, you know, kind of like your taste buds change. Sometimes your taste in cars kind of changes. I always thought this car was really cool when it came out. But it was like, oh, it's got to be 19-inch wheels, or it's got to have the competition package and a carbon roof, and a standard car would just not work for me. And, oh, they made these weird colors, and I think those colors are hideous. I would never drive that car. My taste has come around that when I saw this car on Cars and Bids, I'm really digging the 18-inch wheels now with a little bit thicker tire. And Phoenix Yellow is a color you couldn't have given to me before. And now I'm kind of digging that it's this weird, almost chartreuse yellow color. And it's just not a color you would see very often. E46s have been doing really well, by the way. I think values on these cars have really come up in the last couple of years. And so I thought this would be a fun opportunity to take a look at a car we don't cover very often. So our car on Cars and Bids is showing just 41,600 miles, and it's offered out of Frisco, Texas. 3.2 liter inline six, that's the S54 with individual throttle bodies. That motor, which is dynamite, makes 333 horsepower and 262 pound-foot of torque. All of that is sent to the rear wheels, but this particular car has a six-speed sequential manual gearbox, the SMG single clutch gearbox. It's an auto manual transmission. Now, this transmission is not very good to drive in like a comfort setting. If you're just commuting across town in this, it's kind of a herky-jerky gearbox. Where this gearbox comes into its own is when you put it in its like most aggressive setting and you're driving the car on the racetrack. Then this thing really shifts fast and the shifts get a lot smoother because you're really wailing on the car. So I would say miss me with the SMG, but the wheels and the color and the low mileage and the all black interior with sort of that aluminum inlay. If it was a 6-speed transmission, John, I'd be looking very enviously at this auction lot because I just bought a Carrera. I would not be in the market for this car, but man, this car looks really handsome in the photos, and I'm just kind of digging it. And E46s, I feel like as I say this to you, JP, I missed the boat. Like the opportunity to pick one up for a song passed us by a couple of years ago, and now if I decide I really want one of these, it's going to cost real money. So, JP, would you ever take one that was an SMG, or would you just absolutely hard pass and say, no matter how nice it is or how inexpensive it is, I wouldn't drive one with an SMG. It has to be a 6-speed manual, because I think I know the answer that you're going to give us, but I want to hear it from you. What do you feel about the single clutch gearbox, and what do you think of Phoenix Yellow? Hate it or love it?
Yeah, when I saw the car, I was really excited, and you know, I couldn't wait to get to the interior pictures to find out 3 pedals or 2, and what a letdown, because there is so much to like about this car. I mean, the Phoenix Yellow is spectacular. This particular M3 in its all original, I mean, they were all so modded out. These cars, every one of them got, you know, because they were relatively inexpensive, and they just got, there were so many mods available, which was great. That was actually fun as an enthusiast. I was kind of in the BMW scene when these were most popular. And you know, this was a coveted car, and they really are. I mean, this car at the same was kind of, you know, the contemporary, in Porsche was a 996. And unless you were in a C4S or a turbo, 996s just weren't as nice as these. And it's, you know, man, the SMG just breaks my heart. This is a slick top on top of that. There's no,
I know, I was going to say,
you know,
that.
How
yeah,
coveted that is with this color, yep. And then you're like, oh. Oh, SMG. Look, SMGs are problematic as well. They are not terribly reliable, whereas the rest of this powertrain is bulletproof. You've got a Vanos issue that needs service, and it's a fairly expensive service. But other than that, these cars are just so silky smooth, and the 6-speed versions are just one of the best driving transmissions you'll ever get the chance to drive. Out of the box, a stock E46 M3 is just second only to a 911. I mean, it really is. And yeah, so I'm just totally let down. A very good friend of mine, Dan Dreos, shout out to him. He has a Z3 M Roadster in this color, and he just loves that car. And you know, it's just, oh man, I wish this had a 6-speed. This is the kind of car where you go, man, is it possible? Do you just go ahead and do the swap on this one? I will say the thing about an SMG, unlike Porsche's answer to the whole, you know, automatic thing, is that this is a true single clutch transmission. So it is herky jerky. It's a lot like a Ferrari F1. It's clunky. I mean, it's downright bad when you're going slow. It's like bang, clunk, bang. It's in, you know, anyone who was trying to date anyone back in the day with this car, you know, any girl that got in the car was just thinking that you're an idiot because you couldn't drive it. You know, but you know, but a man, gosh, yeah. So, but when you do get into actually driving the car and you are, like you said, on a track or on a canyon road or whatever, it's not like today's PDKs where you just put your foot in it and shift, click, 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 up, click, 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 down, right? You never take your foot off the throttle with a double clutch. These, you have to modulate the throttle. So when you're going to shift, you have to shift like you had a clutch pedal. You lift off the throttle, do your shift, and then back on the throttle, which actually is kind of more fun than, frankly, I think a PDK, but just not as smooth and not as immediate like the more modern ones. And it is way better than the Tiptronic. The Porsche's Tiptronic is just garbage. That is a true automatic transmission. That is just a torque converting piece of junk, 4-speed, awfulness. So the contemporary to this in the Porsche world was a Tiptronic, and the SMG was way better. But, you know, just the 6-speed was so much more fun that why would anyone buy this thing in an SMG? I just don't get it. Oh, I'm so sad.
So, John, talk to me again, because when we talk about the E36 M3s, and I think kind of the Z3s, there was the US version, which was the S52 that had 240 horsepower. And then there was the European versions that we got in later versions of the Z3, but never in the E36 M3, the S54, which was basically the same motor, but with individual throttle bodies. As time has told the story, it turns out those US versions wound up being, almost as fun and way more reliable motors. And those early S54s weren't necessarily the great motors to have long term. Is the S54 that's in this car, is it updated, or are these motors problematic outside of that Vanos service that you were alluding to earlier?
Other than the Vanos, that's the only real issue. I mean, BMW in general is plagued with a lot of plastic internal parts that not a great, like plastic timing chain guides and stuff like that. But generally, the E46 S54 engine is a very, very, very reliable engine, especially if you compare it to something like an M96. Even if you do have one of the two major problems, which would be the Vanos or the crank or whatever, those are all repairable. They're not like completely catastrophic like the IMS failure is in an M96 Porsche motor. So, from a reliability standpoint, I'm taking the E46 over a standard 996 all day long. Now, talk about a turbo 996, obviously that's a Metzger, and that's a whole other story. That's a much better engine, but naturally aspirated, the BMW E46 engine is the way better engine.
Yeah. All right, JP, with just about a day to go, our car on Cars and Bids is sitting at $36,000 on 12 bids. I will say this about this car. If it did have a manual transmission, I would say that this is pushing, like MSRP on this car was $54,000. I think this car would bring MSRP or even higher. I wouldn't be surprised if this car brought $60,000 or $65,000. But I think that SMG is going to hold it back to the tune of like 25-30%. So I'm going to say $45,000 is all that's going to happen on Cars and Bids for this car with that gearbox. But man, the color, the miles, the stock condition, and the way it's presented, it's got everything going for it. If it brings a little bit more, it's because of how handsome it looks in the images. I wouldn't be surprised if it brought 50 grand, but I think the Achilles here is that terrible gearbox. It's the lesser of the two by a lot. And so I think that's what's going to hang it up. And I think the bidding ends at 45 grand. I assume it would sell for that, but I'm not positive. So John, $45,000 to you. It's at 36 right now.
Yeah, you're not making it easy on me because I think you're right. I'm going to go under. I'm going to go 43. I think it's going to struggle right in that 40 range. You're absolutely right. If this were a 6-speed, the sky is the limit. We have not seen a clean one of these that's low miles like that. The color, everything about it is just so perfect except that one huge glaring problem. Dang it!
Yeah.
Dang it! No! SMG!
No!
We'll Doug DeMiro, will this weird car find the weird audience that it needs, or is this just going to be a Doug DeMiro swing and a miss? We will find out right after this. Stick around. Hey guys, I got to tell you about our friends Godin Porsche of Las Vegas and Godin Classic. If you're looking for a new Porsche or a classic, you got to call our friend Steve at Godin, this guy.
1989 linen gray metallic G50 cab.
Is that going to be for sale?
It is going to be for sale. The car only has 65,000 miles.
Save yourself the hassle of screwing around with all the auctions like we always talk about and just talk to Steve. He'll find you the classic Porsche you're looking for, Godin Porsche of Las Vegas.
If you love watching car videos on YouTube, you got to check out my channel, The Rami Show.
Oh, this car!
I am driving that car, you guys. Check out The Rami Show. Just recently dropped our film about Chef, our good friend Chef from Vegas Auto Fest and his 930. We're putting out content over there and we're having a great time. So check out The Rami Show and of course go say hello to our friends over at Godin Porsche of Las Vegas. All right, Michael Deeb, we are getting ready for Luftkult. We've been talking a lot of Porsche lately, but we thought we'd throw in a weirdo BMW into the mix.
What's going on? This car is so beautiful. JP, our Doug DeMiro on Cars and Bids had this 41,000 mile M3 coupe with this stunning Phoenix yellow paint job. The car's totally clean, totally stock, and you and I are both loving this car. The only thing we don't like is the gearbox because it's the SMG and not a six-speed manual. If it were a six-speed manual, this would be a $60,000 car, John, just so you know. It could bring more with that rare paint job, but it's an SMG, so I said $45,000, and I think you said $43,000. Believe it or not, JP, our car sold for just $38,500 on 19 bids on Cars and Bids. Interesting result, because below 40 grand, do you start to get close to a delta where you say, I could afford to buy this car and do a six-speed manual swap? Now, again, there's plenty of people out there that'll take it with the SMG and still, like, enjoy the car. But, I mean, you know, if this car has got a six-speed manual and that low miles, it starts to look like one of those, like, forever cars. Like, one of the cars that if you had it in your garage, you'd be like, I'm never selling this car. It's such a great car. And it's got the perfect gearbox and the perfect oddball paint job. And it's so clean. I'm telling you, man, it's tantalizing, at least the way my brain works. That's how I look at this car and think, geez Louise, like, how much would it cost to do the six-speed swap? And would you be safely in once you did, you know, once you spent the money? And I think you would, especially if you thought you're going to hold on to it for a while, because I think this car will continue to appreciate, and even more so if it's got the manual gearbox. But stunning cars and kind of stunning result. Man, less than 40 grand. I would say that the fact that it didn't get into the 40s has everything to do with the gearbox. And I would even say it doesn't have anything to do with the Cars and Biz platform. I don't think the platform held it back this time. I just think it was the box. What do you think, John? Do you agree with that?
Of course it was the transmission. Nobody wants that thing. I mean, you know, I don't know how much it would cost to swap and, you know, how much of a pain in the butt. We've talked about a couple of Supras that have had that done. I think it's a lot more difficult on one of these. But then again, I don't honestly know. And, you know, the thing about when you do that swap, okay, you know, what is that delta? Because it's not like once you do the swap, it's instantly worth what a manual one would be from the factory, of course. You know, we see that with Ferraris. We've seen that with a bunch of different cars that have tried that. And I think you're absolutely right that it's based on if you're going to keep it. And I think at that point, it's keep it and drive it, not keep it and hope that it's going to appreciate. It's just basically an alt. But all that said, I think you're better off just going, all right, if you want one of these with a manual, then just pay the freight, because I don't think the delta is enough to be worth the pain in the butt. At $40,000, it's got to be at least $20,000 to put the right transmission in this thing, and the car's probably worth $60,000. So now you're just basically buying a bunch of downtime when you'd be better off just going out and finding the car that you want for 60 grand, right? And not, you know, you would have, in order to make it worth your while, it's got to be, you got to have a big return on that, right? It's got to be like, okay, I bought the car for 20, put 20 in it. Now I'm only in at 40. A real one would be worth 60. And now this one's worth, you know, 50 something. Okay. Maybe that makes sense.
Ladies and gentlemen, please excuse my extremely pragmatic partner who's talking logic when we're talking cars in Phoenix yellow. And so while JP, what he's saying makes sense and he'd be a great financial advisor, I'm talking to the people who look at that Phoenix yellow paint job and say, I have to have that car. I think this thing is stunning. And I think somebody would fall into an emotional attachment the way I did with this car. Just looking at it in the photos, the black leather doesn't have any creases in it. It's got the aluminum inlay in the dash. I think it looks even better on the 18-inch wheels than the 19s. And I want this car. And if it costs 20 grand to put a six-speed in it, then I'm going to do it. And that's going to be my car. I think you're fine at that point, because even if you lost a few grand when you sold it, who cares? You'd still get the enjoyment out of it. Even
but
if
it's
your car's
time.
In the shop for
it's
3 months.
It's the time, Dean. It's six months of not having anything. Just buy one for 60 grand, be done with it.
Yeah.
You know, okay. Let me ask you a question. If someone had custom painted this car to look like, you know, I don't know, like an 80s Corvette where it has all the pinstripe, or better yet, they put Ed Hardy all over it with paint, not vinyl, just Ed Hardy designs. It's bedazzled, right? It's got all the squiggly lines and the tribal tattoo BS, right? And it was just the worst paint job you can imagine. Something that a guy with New Balance sneakers and white socks unironically would just absolutely love, right?
Uh-huh.
but had a manual.
Yeah.
Would you rather drive that, or would you rather own and drive this car that's beautiful but has the stupid transmission?
Oh, man.
What do you mean? You have to think about this? Who cares what it looks like? It's the three-pedal car. You could put a vinyl wrap over the stupid bedazzled crap. That's crazy talk. I would way rather drive a ridiculous looking car, ironically, that handles and drives amazingly than be like, oh, it's got the beautiful paint job, but it's got two pedals. And how many times are you going to have to answer that question? Oh, that's a sweet. Oh, it would just be like a constant stream of letdown every time someone comes to look at the car and then looks through the window and just like.
I would take this car. I'm so transparent and shallow. It's not even funny. I would take this car to heartbeat.
So there it is, guys. Don't listen to anything my partner Michael Deeb says because he's just a total sellout. All right, guys. What do you think?
Can't believe you hung me out to dry like that.
What do you think of this? I mean, it is an E46 Beamer. I mean, if we had hair, we'd have to frost our tips to own this car. But luckily, we don't. Lucky for us, right? Our boomer.
Oh, my God.
All right, guys, let us know what you think of the results of this car in the comments below. Thank you so much for subscribing, liking, and spreading the word out there. The Nerd Herd is rocking it. We will see you guys next time on the next episode of Bid Nerds. Bye.
Nerds! Get those nerds!